Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.
And it is time for Campbell and Farwell's Goodness and Light. You may remember Friday morning at 8:50, our weekly Call of Fame ceremony. We did something that never happens on the radio. We just aired the kind of phone call that you'll only ever hear with us because we're bold. We like to do things differently. Well, this morning,
it was a woman who got the wrong number, wanted a different radio station, and we gave her a prize for it. Yeah, that was different, all right.
That was different, all right. This morning, we're doing something very different here on Goodness and Light as well, because for the first time ever, it's a live story with some friends of ours. Well, we're calling them friends because they've done a very good thing from Bloomingdale.
Maybe over the weekend you saw the post on our Country 106.7 Facebook page from Michelle Gingrich, who, yes, is from Bloomingdale, who wrote a story that goes like this. She writes on our Facebook page, which you can get to right now by going to country1067.com. Yesterday, my fiance and I went to the Toronto Maple Leafs game, and we had two extra tickets to the game. As we walked to the ACC, we saw a homeless man sitting by himself in the cold. Michelle and her fiance Todd join us on the phone lines this morning, all the way from Bloomingdale. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
So take the story, Michelle, from there. You're on your, well, first of all, how do you have two, well, I guess these days it ain't hard to have two extra tickets to a Leaf game,
huh?
That's
right. You can barely give them away.
How did you end up with two extra tickets?
Originally, we bought the two green tickets just for a nice date night for ourselves. And we got a good deal on Kijiji. And last minute, we upgraded to some gold seats, so we still had the green tickets remaining. It was very kind of last minute, so it wasn't really that we could really let too many people know about it, and we were already on our way. And by the time we got there, we had the one ticket, and we saw this gentleman just outside the one parking garage, and we just asked him if he wanted to go to the game or if he's been to a sporting event.
If he's ever seen Toronto play, and he said no. So I said, well, if we gave you a ticket, would you go? He said, absolutely. So we gave him a ticket and walked in with him, got him to his section, and that was it.
What was his name, his first name?
Elwood.
And so you take Elwood to the game, this gentleman who's never been to a sporting game before. You guys take a picture with him at the game, and away in from the cold, too, of course, as you mentioned in your Facebook post. And then you post it on our Facebook page thinking this will be good for Goodness and Light.
Yes.
And then
my friend Sam actually shared this with us. That we should share it with you guys.
Yeah, but now it's been shared clear across this country. I mean, you guys are doing media requests and interviews all day long, and we've got, what, almost 6,000 shares from our Facebook page, 31,000 likes and counting.
The best part about this is that, you know, the family of the man thought he was missing for 6 years, so they presumed he was dead or missing, whatever. And so... The best part about it is they actually found, you know, their family member.
Did you ever think that your gesture of giving a hockey ticket to a stranger would turn into something like this?
No, definitely not. We didn't really think it was that big of a deal, really. And the fact that, you know, he found his family, it's pretty awesome, actually.
It's, you know why, when I first heard about the story, I didn't know that part yet, that wonderful spin-off, that trickle-down effect. But I think that the best part, the part that got me so much was just him being recognized by you guys and noticed, and what's your name, and please let us give this experience to you, and somebody seeing him. So often I think we walk by people and we kind of avoid that human contact with them, and I think what you guys did was just so incredible. And look at the gift you've given to 30,000 people, a smile, and to Elwood and to his family. We're just super happy that you could tell us your story, and we're super happy that you like Country 106.7.
Listen, the one thing I got to say, because I think this was a grand gesture by you, and we know that Leafs tickets aren't easy to come by, but can't we do nicer things for homeless people? Like, give them a Blue Jays ticket next time or something to a good team.
Honestly, though, but, like, I don't know, you may, like, some people might not, you know, have the change or something, or they'd walk by and not really think that sometimes they just might want a conversation just to talk, like, just a simple act of kindness, or just to show them that, you know, just to have a little initiation is... can go far away, can put a big smile on somebody's face and make somebody's day. And we honestly need more. Once you look at it and, like, some of the comments that I've read that it's been inspirational. It's good. Maybe people will share more of their stories and do more kindness to one another.
I think you've definitely inspired that.
Well done, you guys. Todd, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us this morning and doing such a great thing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
And that is Campbell and Farwell's Live Goodness and Light.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.